Field Honest Presence. My 450 rangefinder died when I needed it most. My brain had already quit. I spent 450 on a rangefinder 3 years ago. Not because I needed one. I've been hunting whitetail in thick eastern woods my whole life, where 80 yards is a long shot and you can practically count the hairs on the deer's nose. But I'd been reading too many western hunting magazines, watching too many YouTube videos of guys ranging elk at 600 yards across a canyon, and I convinced myself that my cheap Bushnell wasn't cutting it anymore. The new one had angle compensation, a red OLED display, scan mode, and a fancy little leather case that smelled like a boot store. I practiced with it in my backyard, ranging fence posts and my neighbor's shed like I was glassing for mule deer in the Rockies. I felt like a professional. I was a complete moron. The day it mattered. Fast forward to opening weekend in Pennsylvania. I was hunting a new piece of state land I'd scouted on Onyx, a power line cut that opened up into a long sloping field. The kind of spot where you might actually get a 200-yard shot, which for me was basically long range. I got into my spot before first light, climbed up a tree with my climber, got settled, loaded the 270, and started waiting. Temperature was maybe 35 degrees, cold enough to make your fingers clumsy, but not cold enough to cancel a hunt. Around 7,030, a buck stepped out of the tree line at the far end of the field. Good body, decent rack, not a monster, but the kind of deer you don't pass up on public land. He was quartering toward me, head down, walking slow. I pulled up the rangefinder, pressed the button, nothing. Pressed again. Black screen. The battery was dead. I'd left the thing on after my last backyard ranging session, you know, the one where I measured the distance to my woodpile 6 times, and it had drained completely. No warning, no low battery indicator that I'd noticed. Just a dead black rectangle in my hand that smelled like a boot store and did absolutely nothing. The panic math. Here's the part that embarrassed me. I had ranged that exact field the evening before. I knew the far tree line was about 210 yards, but standing there, with the buck moving and my heart thumping against my ribs, I couldn't remember if the deer was at 175 or 225 or somewhere in between. The field sloped down in the middle and came back up, which made the distance deceptive. Is he closer than he looks? Farther? I'd been relying on the rangefinder so completely that I'd let my brain go soft. I guessed 200 yards, I told myself. Held dead on. Squeezed. The bullet hit the dirt about a foot low, 10 yards in front of him. He bolted like I'd thrown a firecracker at his feet. Gone. I sat there for a long time, holding the dead rangefinder, running through the math I should have done. He was on the uphill side of the field, which means he was actually closer to 160, maybe 170. My 270 drops about 2 inches at 200. At 160, it's basically flat. I should have held center and squeezed. He'd be hanging in my garage right now. What I actually needed. The old Bushnell I'd replaced, it worked fine. It was simple, one button, one function, and the battery lasted about 2 years because it didn't have a red OLED display glowing at me or an angle compensation computer running in the background. I'd upgraded myself into a worse situation. The real problem wasn't the dead battery. It was that I'd spent 2 years letting a machine do the thinking for me. Before the fancy rangefinder, I could look at a deer and tell you within 20 yards how far it was. It's not a superpower, it's just practice. You look at how big the deer appears against the trees, how clearly you can see his ears, whether you can count the tines. Your brain does the calculation automatically if you let it. But I'd stopped letting it. Every time I ranged something, I was telling my brain, don't worry about it, I've got a gadget for that. And my brain, which is lazy like the rest of me, said, cool, I'll go back to thinking about breakfast. What I carry now. I still own that expensive rangefinder. It's in my truck's glove box with a fresh battery, because I'm not throwing away a 450 tool, but I don't wear it on my chest anymore. When I'm actually hunting, I carry the stupid little bushnell or nothing at all if I'm in thick woods where my eyes do the job fine. More importantly, when I get to a new spot now, I don't just range everything and write down the numbers. I stand there and I guess first. I look at a tree, guess 180 yards, then range it to check. I do that until my guesses are close enough that a 20-yard mistake won't make the difference between a dead deer and a crater in the dirt. The gear industry doesn't want you to read this. Hunting gear companies make their money by convincing you that you need more technology, more features, more precision, angle compensation, ballistic calculators, Bluetooth connections to your phone. It's all cool stuff, and some of it genuinely helps in certain situations, but most of us don't hunt in those situations. Most of us hunt whitetail in the woods, where a rangefinder that can calculate a 30-degree slope at 800 yards is about as useful as a sunroof on a submarine. If you're reading this and you hunt eastern woods, here's my advice. Buy the simplest rangefinder you can find. One button, one lens, no screen that lights up. Stick an extra battery in your pack. And then, this is the important part, spend more time guessing distances with your eyes than measuring them with a laser. Because batteries die, but your brain, as lazy as it is, won't run out of juice when a buck steps out at sunrise. Mine haven't died since. But I'm still kind of mad about that leather case. You have been listening to Field Honest. Read the story and find more field notes at fieldhonest.com.